This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
President Trump tweeting this morning in defense of Friday's $1.3 trillion spending bill, specifically the increase in defense spending. Heard that from a lot of Republicans, too. Here's the tweet. Because of the $716 billion gotten to rebuild our military, many jobs are created. Our military is again rich, building a great border wall with drugs, poison, and enemy combatants pouring into our country is all about national defense. Build wall through M! Exclamation point. Here to talk about that and more is Robert O'Brien, senior advisor to Mitt Romney and Scott Walker's presidential campaigns. Quickly, as we read that tweet, any idea what through M! Exclamation point means? Because I had trouble figuring that one out.
You know, I'm not sure. I assume it's a reference to the wall along the Mexican border.
Well, it's a reference to the wall. I just couldn't figure out what through M meant.
Right.
But we'll ask the White House and see if they can get back to us. Typically, they tell us the president's tweets speak for themselves. Meantime, how much attention is being paid to this military buildup? When the president came out and talked about the bill, he went through a lot of the things that it buys. New F-35 fighters, new submarines, new aerial refueling tankers. He went through that list. Is that something that the Kremlin and in Beijing and in North Korea and in Tehran, they're paying attention to?
Well, there were two huge mistakes in the Obama administration. One was freezing our defense spending and this massive drawdown in American defense spending at the same time that the Iranians, the Chinese, and the Russians were building up their forces. And so it's critical that we rebuild the military. And the second was appeasing Iran. And so President Trump ran on a Ronald Reagan peace through strength platform. He's starting to rebuild the military, but frankly, even this budget is not enough. This budget will fill the potholes. It'll fix some of the readiness problems. It'll get our planes back up in the air, the F-18s, the F-35s. Yeah. But we're going to need more to confront the Russians, Chinese, and Iranians down the road.
Is our Lucas Tomlinson and Jennifer Griffin over at the Pentagon are reporting half of U.S. Navy F-18s couldn't fly today. I mean, quite literally not ready to fight tonight. And that's not just the Naval Aviation. The U.S. Marine Aviation Divisions have huge issues with that. The Air Force as well. You wrote a book, While America Slept, Restoring American Leadership to a World in Crisis. So of those four countries, the Chinese, the Russians, the North Koreans, and the Iranians, how much leash do they feel like they have to go on this?
Well, they felt like they had a lot of leash in the Obama administration because they saw us drawing down our defenses, and they also saw an appeasement foreign policy, the Iranian nuclear deal, the JCPOA. So I think there are two things. Number one, President Trump is rebuilding the military, and more needs to be done. He's called for a 355-ship Navy. This budget doesn't get us there, but it's a step in that direction. And number two, by bringing in someone like John Bolton, who the conservative foreign policy hawk that the conservative movement is thrilled about. He's the Gene Kirkpatrick of this administration.
Yeah.
He's sending a message. We're going to rebuild our defenses. We're going to bring in John Bolton. We're going to bring in Mike Pompeo to state. And we're going to have a robust American foreign policy.
Right, so we're
Well, this bit of news also just breaking, if you've not heard, Donald Trump to expel dozens of Russians over the UK poisoning. The Trump administration announced this morning it's going to expel dozens of Russian diplomats from the United States in retaliation for the poisoning of a former Russian spy living in the United Kingdom. This comes by way of the Hill. U.S. officials say they're banishing 48 people stationed at the Russian embassy in Washington and 12 at the Russian mission in the United Nations in New York, deemed to be intelligence officers working under diplomatic cover. Well, we're keeping you up to date with breaking news and the things you want to talk about. Patrick Wood coming up in just a moment. Going to talk about the latest technocratic movement, I should say, as it continues to encroach on our very lives. It has been surrounding us, continues to grow, but lest it go totally unnoticed, we're going to do everything we can to pursue the truth in that specific genre and keep you informed. Thank you for joining us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com or tweet me at BMartinezLive. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Patrick Wood coming up next. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And of the choices we have to get back on track, I know we all would agree that it would be based on the truth. And this is why we're here, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Thank you for joining us 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Author, lecturer Patrick Wood joins us now, who has studied elite globalization policies since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton to co-author Trilaterals over Washington Volumes 1 and 2. Patrick, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Just fine, thank you.
Hey, the technology continues to run amok, and Silicon Valley is under heat right now. What do you make of the latest announcement from Mark Zuckerberg saying, yeah, I'm willing to, you know, go in and talk to Congress on the Hill about our problems, but he's got major problems because people are disconnecting from Facebook because of the breach of trust.
Well, they are. And this is a pushback, Bill, against the culture generally in Silicon Valley. There has been several things in the last year that have indicated people are really fed up with the culture, that is the social culture mm-hmm. that exists within Silicon Valley. And it's not just, you know, you can't just say it's kind of communist values or even leftist values. It's very different. But it's totally intolerant of anybody else's opinion.
Mm.
And, you know, Facebook has been kind of running their own ship, if you will, with their own, you know, philosophical views on life and stuff. And it doesn't really include any respect for privacy, for personal privacy, or for personal rights.
Mm.
And this is becoming visible now. And people are saying, no, this is not the America we signed up for. So you're out of here, dude.
Right. There's no longer a level playing field, and that's what needs to be maintained in the channels of media today. This is part of the problem that we're having right now, is what we thought once was, had that there was some semblance of objectivity. That's all out the door anymore. And the fact that Silicon Valley, as you say, has really gone overboard on this, they're off the rails, aren't they?
Well, they are. And, you know, we see this at Google, for instance, where conservatives are literally shunned out of the company, mm-hmm. whether they can do their job or not is immaterial. But this is really like a draconian type of a culture that is totally intolerant of anything outside its own, you know, groupthink.
Exactly.
And you know, but it's not just Google. We see this pretty much everywhere across Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of angst going on even within the ranks, and people outside the ranks are watching this happen and saying, look, you guys got so much power, and your craziness is being, imposed on us. We don't like this at all. We want it to stop.
Right.
So regulation, regulation is probably coming on some of these companies. And, you know, if it slows them down a little bit and gives them a wake-up call, maybe it should.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is, what may happen, just like it did with cable television, is conservatives and liberty-thinking people were no longer being represented. So what did? They started their own channel. I think this may be just around the bend, is that you're going to have some conservative outlets going, okay, fine, we're going to bifurcate the distribution channels now, and Facebook isn't going to have an exclusive. They have really been disrespectful to the charge and the responsibility. Mark Zuckerberg kind of announced that the other day, but I'm not even sure that he even realized the depth to what his statement could go to.
Well, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is still a kid. I hate to say it this way, but, you know, when he started his company, he was just barely fresh out of college. And you can have a good education in college. It doesn't mean you really know anything about life.
Right. But well, he was out of college, but did he ever graduate?
No, but
he was immersed. Right.
He was immersed in Facebook from his days in college. That's all he's done. He's had no other view, and so his idea of life is basically just the few young people he's been around. And I'm sorry, but you know, they just never got certain things that they should have gotten along the way. And, you know, respect for people and respect for, you know, for society, that you just can't make it into your own little, you know, wet dream. You just can't. Nobody ever told him stop. You can't do that. Well, now you have a guy that's inexperienced. He's very naive still in many areas, thinking, gee, what's the problem, guys? Why are you mad at me? You know, I didn't do anything. Right. Well, yes, you did.
Mark, well, he's got accountable. Yeah, he's got a tiger by the tail here, Patrick. I mean, I'm sure when he thought about this, with Facebook and the idea and all that, I don't think in his wildest dreams that he realized what he was creating was a technology and a whole new media format that was going to be so comprehensive. But the thing is, if it's going to be sustainable, then he really needs to get some wisdom really quick. Otherwise, like I said, it's going to start to be bifurcated.
Well, I think so. And I think the market is ripe for this now, as more and more people are looking away from Facebook and other social media, that a new entry into the field that could really do something about privacy would probably be well received.
Without a doubt. Well, you not only have in compromise, but as you mentioned, Google as well. I mean, this could be a new technological revolution that would take place right before our eyes here.
It could. The danger, of course, is that, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. We've all heard that.
Mm-hmm.
But today in the modern world, we would quip, if you want to find out where the seat of power is, follow the data.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be follow the money, follow the power, and that's still true to some extent. But now, with this technocratic meme going on everywhere, it's follow the data, follow the power.
Right.
And so we look at the data. It's not about just Google. It's not just about Facebook. Follow the data and you'll find out what's really going on.
Well, this is a byproduct of the information age. As we went into this, little did we know that we would be at this point. But, you know, the choices that we make in the near future will say a lot of if we're going to maintain any kind of level of freedom, are we not?
Indeed. And I hate to say at this point that the companies like Google and the Facebooks have an incredible amount of power.
Mm-hmm.
We have not seen them really muscle themselves into, domination yet. But they do, in fact, have a lot of power because they have the data and they have it in their hand. They're also, all of them are in bed with the government.
I was just going to say, how much does that influence our government?
That's right. They've got, backdoor access to every, at least according to Ed Snowden, they've got backdoor access to everything. So, yeah.
Well, doesn't that surprise you, the things that, you know, they tell you that they do have backdoor access, and you go, well, you have it there, how come we're not hearing about this backdoor access when it comes to, let's just say Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama?
That's right. That's exactly. Very, very selective media coverage on that, isn't it?
Well, you know, for a reason, no doubt about it, but that's the way it is. We're talking with our technological expert, Patrick Wood, and we got more from Patrick on the other side. We're going to talk about energy at the heart of 2030 agenda and sustainable development. You've been hearing that, sustainable development. You're going to hear more about that as time goes on, because that is the direction and the trajectory that we're on. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
More could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Just the Way You Like Us, fresh every day at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We come to you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our technology expert, Patrick Wood, is with us, a leading expert on the Elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. This is nothing new. It has been going on. Patrick has been keeping an eye and aware of the pulse as it continues to beat and make inroads. And we know it as sustainable development, a.k.a. technocracy, resource-based economic system driven by science and controlled by energy. And to the minions, we say this is your new god, right, Patrick?
That appears to be so. Energy has always been at the heart, at least in the last 45 years, of attempted global domination. You remember back in the 1970s, there was an energy crisis back then as well, where gas prices shot up from, 30 cents a gallon up to $2.50, $3 a gallon. There was lines around blocks to get into,
Odd and even days, we were getting our gas right, depending on the, your license plate.
Well, that's right. And that was demonstrated after the fact. We knew it when it was going on, but after the fact, it was demonstrated. It was completely phony. It was a made-up energy crisis to drive a certain agenda. And this is exactly what we see again today. The shortage, the contrived shortage of energy, offering alternative energy and sustainable development as a solution to the contrived shortage is what they want. It's not about the shortage, per se. The shortage of energy is simply giving them an excuse to say, well, that just shows you we need sustainable development and 2030 agenda and the new urban agenda. We have to control everything because we have a shortage of energy. And it's simply not true, Bill. We do not have a shortage of energy.
Well, we hear repeatedly that America, for its first time in its history, can truly be energy independent with all these natural gas findings, development that has taken place. It looks very good. So how does that set with them, I'm talking them, these technocrats, when America is, has full steam at its back regarding energy?
They simply ignore it. The people pushing sustainable development at the United Nations and groups like the Trilateral Commission, they just ignore it.
Because they figure at some point they can manipulate it just like they did in the 70s?
Well, that's their hope and that's their plan, but it's getting really thin. Back in the 50s, there was a theory developed called peak oil by M. King Hubbard, who was, by the way, a co-founder of technocracy in 1934. Peak oil said that our reserves are going to reach a peak, start going down, we're going to run out of fuel, fossil fuel at some point, and, the implication is we're all going to die, whatever. But this has been absolutely a false premise that's been, spread around everywhere. Just in the last 10 years, America's energy reserves, the proven natural gas and crude oil reserves, have increased by 50% in one decade. And, but the elite pushing sustainable development continue to say, no, we're running out. We don't, reserves are going down. We have to do something else. Mm-hmm. And The truth of the matter is, no, we don't. We need to exploit the energy that God has given us in this country, and that's the end of it. We've got more natural gas reserves, proven reserves today, than we've ever had in our history. We're swimming in this stuff, but they refuse to acknowledge that.
Exactly, and you and I have discussed this on many occasions, Patrick. For all the money that we've invested in sustainable energy, you'd think we'd have something of some kind of consequence by now, but we just keep dumping money into it, responding to United Nations, other special interests. And this is why Donald Trump says enough of this already. We need to, we need to dance with that which has brought us to the dance. And here we are, like I said, we're on the verge of becoming truly energy independent, and this is in the midst of contrarian forces, because it's not like this is a slam dunk. We've got adversarial forces that does not want America to be energy independent.
Well, the only people that want us to not be energy independent are those people who are pushing technocracy and sustainable development in the world. Mm-hmm. They're the only people that are really fighting against this, and the whole issue is control. They want control over society, and they do that through energy. Control of energy means control of everything because, honestly, nothing happens except energy is expended.
Mm-hmm.
It took energy to get out of bed this morning. It takes energy to run a factory. It takes energy to drive a car. Everything in society is controlled and moderated by energy, and the technocrats have known that since the 1930s.
Exactly.
And they've been after this modicum of control by using energy as the as a currency, if you will, of economic activity.
Where is there a model of what their hope would be? Is there a country or some region where they've already imposed this and have taken over?
The most prominent example of technocracy in the world today is China.
Mm-hmm.
And China is not advanced in some of these areas. They are controlling energy and they're controlling people, of course. But as a technocracy, China right now is probably, and Singapore as well, is probably the most prominent example of what an engineered society looks like.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you're also reporting that China's new central bank head is a U.S.-trained technocrat. Go figure.
Well, he is. Okay, where's the dog and where's the dog's tail?
Exactly. Well, that's why I'm asking is this, you know, because we want people to really beat in and see what's happening here and where this is already starting to raise its head and what are the results. What, you know, because I'm an empiricist, Patrick, as you know. I look to see, okay, where is it working? You come in with some idea. This is what drove me nuts about Barack Obama. He talks about fundamentally changing America. And I'm going, well, I didn't realize, number one, we needed fundamental altering. But he saw it, and along with the other, you know, brilliant, arrogant individuals of this country in their echo chamber. And so, number one, I didn't see that we needed it. And then, okay, let's just say that we are going to change. What are we changing to?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we certainly don't need the change that these people are trying to push on us. But, you know, they believe that they are the social architects of all time, and that what they have is right, what we have is wrong. And, you know, these same global elite are calling for a direct technocracy to be applied to America, that our system is broken and this is the only way to salvation. And I think they're flat wrong. I think they've been wrong for over 45 years that I've been tracking this. And these people need to be called out and shut down.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, isn't it, Patrick, at the end of the day? I mean, our Constitution gave us the headline, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. Any idea and concept that comes in, does it add or take away from that proposition, right?
Well, that's right. And I have to say, these people generally hate the Constitution of the United States because it prevents control. It was designed to prevent control over the people, over the citizenry. And
right.
There's all the checks and balances in there block somebody from coming in and just taking over for their own, you know, particular interest. They hate this document.
Right, exactly. Well, and this is what everyday Americans, the forgotten man and woman, and I would dare say even our students in universities today need to understand. I mean, if they need a T-shirt, it's with those lines, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Every time you go into a classroom and you hear a professor speak, is he adding or taking away from that proposition? Because what are we going to give up? I mean, what did our founding fathers, what did they put on the line, their blood, their treasure, everything, their families, for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? And here we are with this rich history, but it's being challenged. There's no doubt about it that we're at war against these antithetical forces. Patrick Wood, as always, appreciate you being on with us and keeping us up to date on the technocratic advancements upon our very lifestyles. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Sometimes all it takes is a spark. The spark becomes a flame. It transforms everything around it.
From the creators of the Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here.
Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided,
we cannot respond to hate with more hate.
You don't get to play in this.
You did this!
We must remember what we stand for.
It's okay to be broken, Dave. It means God's still shaping you.
My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living.
In the darkness, we are called
to be the light.
How do you define truth exactly?
I believe truth is a person.
This Easter, as painful and confusing as all of this is, it just might be exactly where God wants you right now.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 30th. Go to godsnotdead.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world. He is risen. Alleluia. He's risen. Alleluia. He's risen. Alleluia.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country, thank you for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez. At 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Ken Blackwell joins us now, domestic policy advisor to the Trump transition, senior fellow for family empowerment at the Family Research Council. Ken, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, good to be with you. Hope all is well with you.
All is well, yes, sir. I want to talk to you about a couple topics, particularly is, what's happening with China and, this trade deficit that we've been dealing with and Donald Trump's decision to, put some tariffs on China products. What do you say?
Bill, there's an old adage. If you reward bad behavior, you shouldn't be surprised if you get more bad behavior.
Exactly.
And so what the president understands is that we won't see behavioral change in China if, in fact, we don't push back. Mm-hmm. And so the president is for fair and free trade. Mm-hmm. How can you have free trade if, in fact, one side is cheating? And one side is leveling tariffs against American products and blocking free trade. Mm-hmm. So, I think that the president's resolve, his clarity that we're not going to be a chump, we're not going to roll over, we're not going to take it, we're not going to reward bad behavior, actually has gotten China to the table. And as we can see in the uptick in the market, there is every signal from China and from the White House that they're sitting down having a face-to-face discussion about free and fair trade.
Yeah, everybody was so nervous last week because the you know, the numbers were going down in the stock market. But I'm like you on this, Ken. I'm seeing this as a positive move, and this is what Donald Trump has done internationally. He's asking questions that maybe they asked in, you know, back in the back rooms, but nobody had the intestinal fortitude, the courage to come forth and bring it to the table here. You know, you talk about the trade deficits, but also, you know, to me has been the intellectual thievery, intellectual property thievery that has taken place.
Absolutely. It is without question, and it's in open daylight that China is robbing our intellectual property. They do it in a number of ways. They do it sneaky in a very sneaky way. Mm-hmm. They also do it in demanding from businesses. If you want to do businesses in China, you have to give them your intellectual property. And so for those folks who don't give them their intellectual property forthright, they steal it. Enough is enough. And I think the Chinese finally get something that that many politicians in America don't have and don't get. And that is that, you know, President Trump is reinventing the presidency in ways that were once unimaginable. President Trump has discarded conventions and norms established by his predecessors, and he's doing things the Trumpian way.
Right.
And it might take some of us a little time to get adjusted to it, but what we have to look is at results. And we know that if we don't protect our intellectual property, if we don't push for free and fair trade, we're not going to get it. And this president is getting it. So I say focus on the results. Mm-hmm. Don't focus on the fact that he is disrupting the status quo. He's trashing some conventions that haven't worked for the American people and doing things in a way that are working.
Mm-hmm. In a way, we've said, Ken Blackwell, that America almost needed a timeout, almost a Chapter 11 process. You know, when you get somebody on the outside who can come up and, you know, clean up all these bad mistakes and rectify them. And in a sense, this is what Donald Trump is doing. We're not at Chapter 11, but he's, you know, going after these sacred cows that heretofore have cost us all a lot of money, has cost us jobs. It has compromised, you know, our intellectual property. And now business has, on an international scale, a champion for their cause where, you know, when was the last time business had a champion like Donald Trump?
It's been a long while. And what I love about the guy is that he is an entrepreneur. He doesn't come from an experience where he has led a Fortune 50 or Fortune 25, publicly traded company. I mean, he's been the leader of a family controlled, family held LLC. He hasn't had to be tied down by, shareholders and mm-hmm. boards of directors, and corporate norms. He's been flexible. He's been able to walk away from bad deals. He's been able to pivot and change directions much more rapidly than big, cumbersome, bureaucratic corporations. And while it causes some hiccups, it causes some heart pain or strain at times, the fact is that it is working. And,
yes.
And he has shaken things up. Capital is moving back to the United States. We are opening up new markets for our businesses. We're renegotiating one-sided trade agreements. And as a consequence of his debt and those things and his tax cuts, we are starting to see a rapid economic expansion, a job creation, and uplift in incomes. And Americans are starting to sense this.
Exactly. Well, even before that, the fact that he was coming into office, we saw some, you know, a quick reaction in terms of job increases, our GDP, all those good signs. And the thing even more, Ken Blackwell, that's been so exciting about it, you know, is that you look at, as you said, there is a bottom line to this. I mean, the president, even in his first year, look what he's been able to accomplish. And case in point, everybody was so nervous about him going to NATO. You can't ask him that kind of question. You know, you're going to upset the status quo. And he's going, look at guys, isn't it about time you guys, you know, fulfilled your promise? You've been saying you're going to pay 2%. Of your GDP to NATO, and you haven't been doing it, and they go, well, nobody asked.
That's right. Absolutely. Look, this president understands a couple of things, that you sometimes you have to use controversy to animate the forward movement of an agenda. And so if you're afraid of controversy, if you're afraid of being off balance for a minute, you're never, never, ever going to do things that can rearrange the chairs at the table. But, Satchel Paige, the great baseball player, yes, once said that it's very difficult to steal second base if you want to keep one foot on first base.
That's right.
<know? laughs> And here is a president that wants to steal second base for America, you know, and he's made a break for it, and he's taking that foot off of first base, and he's running, and he's going to get that base.
Yes.
Because, in fact, he has a plan.
Right. And even if he doesn't get that base, he's going to get something somewhat close. And it's not like he's going to be thrown out and he's out of the game. It's a little bit different in politics. We're going to gain
Absolutely.
Some ground here, and we're already doing that, Ken Blackwell. So, like you, I'm greatly encouraged by this. And I know that, look at the politicos and the, you know, those that, you know, want business as usual, you know, it makes them nervous. And that's okay. I think that's good for everybody that we all be a little nervous. Maybe we'll make that. Go ahead.
I think he's rebuilding the military. He is, in fact, going to break our. He's going to break OPEC.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. According to a new McLaughlin and Associates Media Research Center national poll of likely voters, 75% agree with the statement, when I watch live sports or entertainment shows on TV, I am trying to get away from politics and do not want to be bombarded with partisan political messages. Here with us to tell us more about the survey and the poll is Dan Gaynor with the Media Research Center. Dan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing better than the networks are with them pushing out this agenda.
Yeah, without a doubt. Go ahead.
Not only 75% said they agree, but 8% said they didn't know. So the difference is not 75 to 25. The difference is 75 to 17.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, this is amazing. And of course, we've been enjoying March Madness. And we were talking about it earlier this morning, that what a joy to be able to watch some pure basketball devoid of any kind of political input. So it's a nice escape.
Well, and that's, I think that's all ordinary people want. 75% is not conservatives or Republicans.
No. Right.
75% is the overwhelming majority of everybody who just wants to be left alone. Note, the poll didn't say avoid liberal politics or avoid conservative politics. Just said they don't want to be bombarded with partisan political messages.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough that you have the political seasons that take place, and we're carpet bombed with all the political messages. It's like, you know, America is willing to give you that, that front when it happens. But then after that, leave us alone. You know, let us enjoy some things. And look at the NFL, what they found out the hard way, or they're finding out, or they're still trying to figure it out, I guess. I'm not sure where they are right now. We'll have to wait and see when the season begins if they finally have realized that all this politicization of their sport has been to no avail. It's actually been very costly for them.
Well, and I think the Oscars found this out this last episode of the Oscars, because it was the least watched episode ever. And then, of course, 47 of the respondents who said that they didn't watch the Oscars because they were tired of being full of political statements.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you know, within the initial minutes of the Oscars, when Jimmy Kimmel came out, I mean, you just heard a power surge of people turning their channels, and look at the numbers. What were they off? About 20% from the previous year?
The national weeper in chief. And I think people were tired of him particularly.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I was enormous football fan, enormous NFL fan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I watched my Baltimore Ravens in the London game kneel during the national anthem and stand for the British national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned off my set and I turned off my fandom. That's it. I'm done.
Right.
They're not getting me back. And I think there's a fair number of fans that they're not getting back. And that's the NFL's fear. And that's got to be the Oscars' fear. But the policy from Hollywood and from the sports media is we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't want that, there's something wrong with us. We need to be forced into it. So they're going to double down, triple down. So whether it's the Oscars or the Kids' Choice Awards over the weekend or whatever, they just keep hammering us.
Exactly. Well, they're destroying their brand, Dan. And if they continue to do this, it's going to be a rough road back for them, as it is already. They've disenfranchised their fans like yourself. How do they bring you back? They can only hope that they have a winning season. And what are the chances, of every team in the league having a winning season? Somebody's going to be paying the price for this for a long time.
Yeah, and for me, they can't win me back.
Mm-hmm,
and the
right.
player, I had season tickets for a long time, so I paid, mm-hmm. Tens of thousands of dollars as a fan.
Yeah.
To go to games and to pay for players who turn around and then protest the national anthem, mm-hmm. and complain that the fans are racist.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, probably not a good strategy.
No.
For the millionaire to turn around and pay people who are ordinary working stiffs and tell them, oh, by the way, you're racist for funding me.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. How does that make sense? Exactly. And then what's happening, Dan Gaynor, is that the people who have made alternate choices are saying, you know what, boy, last Sunday, instead of watching a football game, I spent more time with my son, and we had a great family time. You know, maybe that's a better investment of my time. And I think this is what's happening, right?
The XFL, some. I think it would be pretty easy to make the XFL into a viable league with simpler rules and get rid of a lot of the BS of the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, in light of the cultural animus, now more than ever, amusement is really so needed to give us that bit of respite. I even like on our radio show, we try not to keep everything so political or, so driven by controversy. We like to have breaks. I call them, islands of respite that they can enjoy in the show so that, there's just some pure entertainment, something where we can stimulate the mind and the brain without, bombarding it with, something that's just going to be so adversarial when, they deal with enough adversary already, whether it's just even trying to find a parking space at a shopping market,
Yeah, I think what the media have forgotten is it's entertainment.
Yes.
I learned to be on radio many years ago from an old-time radio guy in Baltimore named Harry Shriver. Great
yeah.
guy. And one of the things he said, it doesn't matter what your message is on radio. He said, if you're boring, people turn it out.
That's right.
He said, you got to be entertaining. He said,
mm-hmm.
it's about the show. It's
yes.
about the audience. It's not about you. And so, if you crack jokes, you talk about current events, or you mention the sports game or the NCAA Final Four, that gets people interested. That's
exactly.
What it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be all agenda.
Yeah, and we did have a great game last night, and now with the Final Four, you got two number ones and a 3 and 11, and who would have thought? I think Sister Jane is going to be conscripted by some other college. Maybe or somebody else's.
I'm disappointed they didn't have the 16, though, because that was my alma mater.
Oh.
That beat UVA.
Yes. Oh, yeah, but this is what we love about this time of year, that we can watch basketball, you know, and you see these talented kids before they go pro, and there's just something real special about March Madness, and thank God they've protected that franchise as well and kept it apolitical to where we can, you know, just sit back and enjoy a good basketball game.
Yeah, well, and you know that there are forces that want to change that mm-hmm. want to make it more agenda, and thankfully they haven't bowed to it. They haven't pushed gun control and during it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know there are sports people who want to.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, and if you want that, then you can go watch the march. There's plenty of channels covering that and, you know, whipping up, you know, all kinds of fervor. Or if you want, you can also hear about the president's wild ways with one Stormy Daniels. I mean, there's plenty of choices. And this is where, you know, we live in a free America. But for those of us, you know, clearly the empirical evidence is loud and clear when 75% are agreeing with the statement. When I watch live sports or entertainment shows on TV, I'm trying to get away from politics. Leave me alone, right?
Yeah, that's a message that if the media actually knew what the heck they were doing, they'd listen to.
Well, we can only hope that they're listening. And so far in sports, but you know, ESPN also has paid a big price because they went political. Look at how many people, and I think in some cases, they were talented people, and they just you know, I guess got drunk on their own grape juice, and you know, they end up committing suicide here.
Well, remember, to the left, everything is political,
mm-hmm.
and so. They want your sports political. They want your church political. They want your TV show political. They want everything political because that's how they view the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't view the world that way, you're wrong and you must be convinced.
Right. And you're going to be convinced. You're going to be compelled to change your mind one way or another. And, of course, all this is coming to exposure with things that Lois Lerner and the IRS affected and what, you know, the FBI now, you know, trusted institutions heretofore. And, you know, America's got some decisions to make. And, you know, and they've got to fight to, you know, they've got to fight for what they really believe in. As we were saying earlier, it comes down to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, our founding fathers had it down, and it's very wise. And with all these things that come into our culture and into our homes, you know, does it add or take away from that proposition? Does it afford us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or is it compromising it?
Yeah, and I think the media don't like to hear those words, don't like to hear us talk that way, because I think they know that they will be found wanting.
Yeah, exactly. And when you think about America along those lines, I mean, without those value statements, where would sports, where would entertainment be today?
We'd be watching soccer.
Yeah, government soccer. And at halftime, we'd watch the players being beaten because they missed a goal or something, right?
Yeah, North Korean soccer. That's North Korean soccer right there.
I mean, really think about it. I mean, you know, we're so blessed, Dan Gaynor, to be in this country, to have an opportunity to be entertained, to enjoy the giftings and talents of some very talented people. But if they're not careful, you know, they're going to marginalize themselves and be irrelevant. And that's what's happening way too often these days. But that's a message. It's up to them. If they can perceive it, fine, then we'll all be the better for it, including themselves. Dan Gaynor with the Media Research Center. Dan, appreciate the insight. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer.